We old-fashioned Torah Shabbat head today.
So I want to make sure to greet and thank Rabbi Berzon. I think most of the people here know, but for those who are unaware, in the opening years of the Kollel, back when we were in Clanton Park, Rabbi Berzon was the real dynamo in terms of attracting people in the community, giving shurim tirelessly, endlessly, to anybody and everybody with a set of ears. You could be any age, you could be any level of knowledge, you could be anywhere in the city, or
any
perhaps beyond.
For sure.
Any gender, for sure. But really, Berzon gave a popular Thursday night, I think it was back-to-back Thursday nights in Clanton Park. Back-to-back Shurim Thursday nights in Clanton Park. Shurim people's homes in the area, a shir at the Bayit on the third floor, if you could find it at one point. Shurim at Shomrei Shabbos. B'nai Torah, a very memorable two-hour pre-slichos at Shari Tefillah the first year, because no one told him that they were planning on doing slichos at midnight and not at 1 a.m. a true lover of Torah and a true marbitz Torah, and we were very fortunate for our first couple of years to benefit from that and from the impact that I really made on the city, an impact which really, 8 years later, is still remembered by many, many people. He's now, of course, the Kol-Rosh Kollel at the Emek Learning Center in Yerushalayim, Emek Rifa'im, and in town for a visit at Shari Shemayim on Shabbos. Anywhere else also on Shabbos?
Give me the drush at Shomrei Shabbos.
Drush at Shomrei Shabbos. Very nice.
And Sunday morning for
and
the
And then Sunday morning. Right. Please tell your wives, daughters, mothers, any other women you happen to meet, that Berzon will be giving the second shir in Midrash Yom Rishon. That Sunday morning, it runs from 10 o'clock to 11:20, the back-to-back shiurim. His topic is what makes the Aseres HaDibros special, something along those lines. It wasn't as fancy as the way you worded it in the email, the matrix of something. without taking any further time from his shiur now, Berzon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rabbi Tachina. A lot of memories. Talk about just one quick story. I gave shir many different places. I once gave a shir at someone's house on a Friday night, and I didn't realize that the fireplace was really working. And I'm standing, and all of a sudden, I jumped up to the sky. I'm lucky I'm still alive to tell the story. Yeah. So Toronto brings back a lot of good memories.
Burning a shir.
Now, I understood from Rabbi Tachina that we're learning Masechta Kiddushin in the Kollel. I want to take a little bit of a different approach to a different entryway into Kiddushin and talk about Gittin, and then from Gittin to understand Kiddushin, and then to see one very important sugya in the third parak of Kiddushin. There's a ghetto raisa, which obviously is Matir and Eishes Ish, and it's Mafkia Ishus. Now, the concept of Ishus will be the subject of our discussion, so hopefully we'll talk about that as we go along. But there's something called a get that's posel midrabbanan. I'll give you a number of examples. One example is if a shliach brings a get from Medinas Hayam, thank you, then he has to recite b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. And if he omits that, the get is posel. Midoraisa, the get is kosher. Another example would be a get kereach, which is a special get that was established by the chachamim for a kohen, and there has to be a number of signatures on each side of the folds of the get, and they left out certain signatures that makes it into a get kereach. It's possible midivreya midrabbanon. Other examples would be shini makom. Let's say they wrote the wrong makom in the get. Again, if they wrote the wrong shame in the get, according to most rishonim, that's a psul doraisa, but we're talking about a psul derabbanon. Now here, in many sugyas, throughout Masechta Gittin, the Gemara records a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim as to the status of a get posel midivrein. According to Rabbi Meir, kol ha'mishanim imadbeya shetobu Chachamim begittin, havlad mamzer. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that the vlad is a kosher. So Reuven gives Leah a get that's posel midivrein, and she goes ahead and gets married to Shimon, and they have a child. According to Rabbi Meir, the child is a mamzer. According to Chacham, he's a kosher. Now, if you get a chance, we don't have the time to do it, you'll see in the footnotes here of an article that I published in Shalavim Yeshiva, that's where I was a Rebbe way back when, I have all the Maror Makomos for you. So in this shiur, because of the expediency of time and the limitations that we have, you'll be advised, if you want to take this a little further, to go through the various sugyas that you'll see mentioned in the footnotes. We'll just sort of summarize them until we get to the two main sugyas for today. Now, the Gemara never asks, b'maika miflagi, what is the yesod ha-machlokas between the Chachamim and Rav Meir? Why does Rav Meir say the Vlad is a mamzer, and Chachamim say the Vlad is a kosher? Now keep in mind, when Rabbi Meir says the Vlad is a mamzer, he's only a mamzer midivreim, a mamzer drabonon. Mamzer drabonon is even a more complicated case than a mamzer doraisa. But the Chachamim say the Vlad is a kosher. And one would ostensibly argue that Rabbi Meir is correct, because if the Chachamim passed the get, then she still remains an Eishes Ish, and therefore the child from another man is a mamzer. So we're going to try to understand the Yesod HaMachlokes and why the Chachamim hold that the Vlad is a kosher. So I want to share with you the Hesbah that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik many, many years ago when we learned Gid. And he said the following, that every get has two parts to it. Number one, the get is mafkia ishus. And number two, the get is mater holikuli alma. Now, what's the status of a get ha-posel midivrei? We could have said that according to Rabbi Meir, the get that's posel midivrei on a drabonon level is not mater neshes ish. It's not even mafkia ishus. It's basically worthless. On a drabonon level, it's completely posel. And if that be the case, then clearly the child from another man would be a mamzer, midrabon. What do the Chachamim hold? And here's where Rav Soloveitchik came to explain the Shitas Chachamim. He said the following. Chachamim agree, fundamentally to Rabbi Meir, that this get cannot be mafkia issues. It cannot break up issues because midrabonon it's possible. However, as far as the status of her Iser is concerned, here the Rabbanon differentiated between what we call an Iser Bia and what's called an Erva of Eishes Ish. I'm going to try to explain what this means. Now, since you do have the copy, as I said at the outset, there are two sugyas that we do want to see. One of them is Masechta Yevamos. So that's in a paragraph. Chaim, could I trouble you just to bring over those pages on the side? Yeah, thank you so much. Just drop them here, because I'll use them during the shiur. So you'll see perhaps a paragraph that starts Raya L'davar. It would be the third paragraph on your page. One second, I'll just get myself organized here. Yeah, here we go. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say the following, that the Rabbanon, the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir agree that once the Chachamim passed this get, again, we have many different cases of a psul drabana, then the get is now powerless to be mafkia ishus. The kinyani ishus remain in place. So she's still an ishus ish. No, if that be the case, then L'chor Rabeir is correct. What do we do with the Chachamim? Rabeir is right that if Shimon had a relationship with an ishus ish, midrabana, then the child is a mams. So here Rav Soloveitchik wanted to make the following distinction. Once the Chachamim were mafkia the get, as far as issues is concerned, meaning the get is now powerless to remove the issues, and now she remains an Ishus Ish Midrabanan, then l'chora, the erva relationship between this woman and another man would be that of an eishes ish. And an erva of an eishes ish generates mamzerus. And that's Rabbi Meir. So in other words, if this get could not be mafkia ishus and she remains an eishes ish, her status, therefore, is that of an erva of an eishes ish. Hence, the vlad is a mamzer. That's Rabbi Meir. Chachomim hold that although the Rabbanon defined her as an eishes ish, but the erva is not an erva of eishes ish da'oraisa, because midoraisa the get was mafkia the status of eishes ish, and hence the iser erva was mater al likuli alma. So what the Rabbanon said is that there's an iser bia, but it doesn't have enough, shall we say, it doesn't live up to the standards of an erva of eishes ish as far as generating mamzerus is concerned. To generate mamzerus, the Rabbanon hold, you need an eishes ish da'oraisa. A znus with an eishes ish da'oraisa could engender mamzerus. However, here the Rabbanon said that there's an iser bia, she has to get a second get to replace the first one in order to be mater bia with any other man. But since her status as an eishes ish, and therefore the shame erva is not da'oraisa, the Rabbanon did not go as far as to say that it would generate a status of mamzerus for the child. Let's explain. We have a case of an erva d'rabbanon, which is called shnios la'rayos. And in such a case, the vlad of shnios la'rayos is not a mamzer. Rabbi Meir holds that get ha'posel b'divrayim is different than shnios la'rayos. Why is that so? Why is it, again, just to ask the question, according to Rabbi Meir, shnios la'rayos does not generate mamzerus, but yet a get ha'posel b'divrayim generates mamzerus? So the answer is poshut. In the case of shnios la'rayos, you don't have an erva d'oraisa. The Rabbanan created a brand new category of erva that's not recognized by the Torah. Hence, if you don't have a shame erva, it's only a separate iser b'tor shnios, a gzeres chachamim, it doesn't have the same status, even the Rabbanan, as an erva d'oraisa. And therefore, the nafkamina is that there's no mamzerus even midrabbana. However, that's not so in the case of an eishes ish. An eishes ish is an erva d'oraisa. The rabbanan are not recognizing this get. Once the rabbanan disqualify the get, says Rabbi Meir, the rabbanan, she's an erva of an eishes ish. Shnios is a brand new category. It doesn't exist. It's not an extension of a d'oraisa. Again, if we had time, I would give you many examples in which the halacha differentiates between a gzera d'rabbanan, which extends a d'oraisa, and a gzera d'rabbanan, which creates a brand new entity. So shnios la'rayos is a brand new entity. It's not an erva of a d'oraisa. Right? The Torah doesn't recognize this relationship as an erva relationship. Hence, the child is not a mamzer. We don't have an erva, a bias erva, that even on the d'rabbanan level, it's not a bias erva because she doesn't have an erva status. The d'rabbanan are creating a new iser bia, but it's not an erva. The child is not a mamzer because there's no erva. Masha'enkin, in the case of an eishes ish, although midoraisa she forfeits her status as an eishes ish because the get is kosher midoraisa, but midorabbanan the get is posel, hence she is an eishes ish. Comes along chachamim and they disagree. They say in order to generate mamzerus, it's not enough that the rabbanan called her an erva of eishes ish. She needs to be an erva doraisa. When the rabbanan instituted a status of an iser bia midorabbanan in the case of getcha possibly divrayim, they did not make her into an erva doraisa because she's not an erva doraisa. See, she has this midorabbanan. She's considered an eishes ish, but since she doesn't have the status of an erva doraisa, therefore there's no mamzerus. Okay, that's point number one. Does anybody have a little water to drink by any chance? Okay, I'm sorry, Bobby. Okay. Alright. Now hopefully this will become clearer as we go along, and let's move on. What's the status of this woman who received a get ha'posel midivrayim? She got married to another man. Does he have to divorce her? Well, obviously, according to Rabbi Meir, if the vlad is a mamzer, it goes without saying. But according to Chachamim, who hold that there's no mamzerus, can the second husband continue married, being married to her? Well, we said that there's an Isur Eishasish Midivrehem. So then for sure, he's not allowed to have relations with her. And that's what's called in the Lashon HaShas, the Lashon HaMishnayos, Imniseis Teitze. So the Sugis HaGemara, in Perakol HaMagarish, addresses the following question. Niseis Teitze or Lo Teitze? So again, if you want to see it inside, it's on the top left column of your first page. And Rav says, Imniseis Teitze. And that makes a lot of sense, because there's an Isur Bia until she gets a second get. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So that's Rav's Shita. Now, Rav makes the following limitation. She's married to Shimon, the second husband, but she doesn't have any children from Shimon. If she has children from Shimon, then if we're going to require Midrabanan that Shimon divorce her, that's going to be Motzi Laz al Avlados, that they're Mamzerim. And in order to avoid Hotzos Laz on the, again, because we're going according to Chachamim, I forgot to make that point. Again, Rav Meir says the children are Mamzerim, but according to Chachamim, that the Vlad is kosher. We don't want to be motzi laz on the Vlad, of laz and mamzerus, and therefore, in such a case, the Rabbanon allowed the marriage to continue for the sake of protecting the status of the children, and that's called imniseis lo teitze. And that comes under the principle, universal principle in Shas, called heimomru v'heimomru. And so the Rabbanon can institute an Isur, and then they can make a limitation to that Isur of the Matir. So the Rabbanon were Matir in this Eslot Teitzeh, according to Rav, in the case where there are children. So that you'll see on the top right. Again, I don't know how it came out in your photocopy, but he says the following. You see Os Beis there.
Yeah, right after the
Beis. Right after Beis, yeah. So he says, Rav says, in Nitzeis, V'ein l'abonim me'asheni Teitzeh. Yem yesh l'abonim lo Teitzeh shol l'hotzi laz mamzeres al-bonim. Now, who argues with Rav? Levi, and then the Gemara also attaches Rav Yochanan. Both Levi and Rav Yochanan argue against Rav. Li'olam lo teitze. That means even if she doesn't have children for the Sheni, lo teitze. See, here's my question for you. We said before that there's no mamzerus according to the Chachamim, because mamzerus according to Rav Salvechik's understanding is contingent on a shame erva d'oraisa and a shame erva d'rabbanon, like in this case with Midrabbanon, she's an eshes ish, because the get was not mafkia ishus, that's not enough to generate mamzerus. But as far as the ishus nus is concerned, we have a principle in halacha called echa lebal and echa leboet, which means that if a woman violates an Isus Nus of Eishes Ish with someone, she can no longer remain married to him. And not only that, even the original Baal is awesome. Right? So we have Echel Boel and Echel Baal. She can't be married to the Boel, and she can't be married to the Baal. Those are Sugyas and Masechtic Sugyas. So the question now arises, on a Drabana level, what happened to the Dinir of Echel Baal? Or I should say Echel Boel, if I want to emphasize it more. In other words, the Sheni had Bia with her, which violates an Issa Drabbanon of Eishes Ish. As far as Mamzeris is concerned, there we need a Shema Erefa. But as far as Echel Boel is concerned, we don't need a Shema Erefa. And that's what we want to prove now, in order to bolster our question. So I'm going to prove this point, and then come back and reiterate my question. If you take a look at the Sugya Yevamos, which is first quoted on the bottom of the right column and then continues in the middle of the second column, the left column, the Gemara says the following, that there's a machlokes whether yesh tfisas kedushin be Yevamo l'shuk or not. The Torah says, lo tia eshes hameis sachutza lishzar, in other words, until she gets chalitza, no one's allowed to have relations with her. And According to one man, the Yomer, if someone, an Ish Zar, comes along to be Makadish the Yavama, is Ein Kiddushin Tofs. That's the Sheet of Rav. Now, what about Mamzerus? So the Gemara says there's no Mamzerus. Why? Because even though she's considered like an Ashes Ish, right, as we said before, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin because the Zika between the Yavam and the Yavama, this is a big Yisod in Masechta Yavamas, is a quasi Ishus, it's a kind of a Kinyan. But it doesn't generate an Erev of Ashes Ish. So as far as Mamzeris is concerned, if an Ish Zar has a relationship with the Yavama Lashuk, even according to the day that holds that there's no Kiddushin Tofsin, but nevertheless the child is not a Mamzer. Why? Because as we said before, it's not enough to tell me that there's Ishus. B.S. Ishus does not necessarily generate Mamzerus. Like, for example, the Gemara says that Eved V'yakim Shabal Bas Yisrael Avlad Kosher, even though she's an Ishus Ish. When it says Al Bas Yisrael, it doesn't matter whether she's a Pnuya or she's married. So you could have a B.S. Ishus Ish, but it's not a B.S. Erva, and therefore it doesn't generate Mamzerus. The same thing happens in the Yavama Lashuk. In the Yavama Lashuk, the Bia is a Bias Ashes Ish because she's Knuya L'Yavam Midin Zika, but on the other hand, it's not a Bias Erva of Ashes Ish, and therefore it cannot generate Mamzerus. So we have two different levels. We have a level of an Ashes Ish with a Bias Sura, classic, would generate Mamzerus, but there are exceptions to the rule. When there's no shame Erev of an Ashes Ish, it doesn't generate Mamzerus. So it's saying that according to the Chachamim, just to reiterate what we said before, in a case of a get apostle midivrayim, although there's going to be an Isur Znus of Ashes Ish, but it doesn't have the status of an Erev of Ashes Ish, because midaraisa she's ready Mugureshes, hence the Rabbanan hold there's no Mamzerus. But we're asking a different question now. What happens in the same case that I mentioned before of Yavama Lashuk, and there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, right? She's considered an Ashes Ish, meaning Mitzad Kinyan Zika, and that Kinyan is enough to be Mafkia Tfisas Kiddushin, so the Ish Zar cannot be Makadish, or in a valid way, and now he has beer with her. Would we apply the principle of Echad L'Boel? On the one hand, she's got a kinyan ishus to the yavam. On the other hand, there's no shame erev of ashes ish. So as far as mamzerus is concerned, the Gemara says clearly there is no mamzerus. As far as tefisus kedushin is concerned, we're going to that daya that there is no tefisus kedushin. So there's kinyani ishus without a shame erva, and therefore the vlad is not a mamzer. But what about the ishus nus? Is the Isis Nus sufficient to create a din of Ech Lebal and Ech Leboil, even in the absence of a Shem Erev? So the Gemara establishes in the same Sugin Yevamis that although there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there still is no Mamzerus, but yet there's an Isis of Ech Lebal and Ech Leboil. So it means that a woman who's Kukul Yibum, who has relations with an Ish Zar, can no longer fall for Yibum to the Yavam, and not only that, she's a Surah on the Boil. And the reason for that is because all you need for the din of Isur Labal is, or Isur Labal, Isur Labal, when I say one without the other, I mean both of them, is all you need is an Isis Nus. And if you have an Isis Nus of an Ashes Ish, even without an Erevah, even if it cannot generate Mamzerus, but because she's an Ashes Ish, that's enough to generate a kind of a Znus. Again, Ravosai, on a footnote here, but just let's not get off track, but there's a famous tshuva of the Marik about a shogeges, you know, whether she's asura lebal and asura lebal. And basically he says, umala ma, umala ba ma. In other words, what's the isur of echel lebal and echel leboel? It's the fact that she's an ashes ish and she has a relationship with someone else. That relationship with someone else is in a sense me'ila and the ba'al. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, it's a long discussion, but the point is that when we swing back to a get ha'posel mi'divrayim, and Rav Soloveitchik claims that even the Chachomim of Rav Meir agree that Mirabon and the get is not mafkia ishus, that means she's still an ashes ish as far as kinyani ishus is concerned, albeit she's lacking, according to the Chachomim, that shame erva of ashes ish d'oraisa that would generate mamzerus. But as far as these are bia is concerned, these are bia of ashes ish. And we saw an exact paradigm of that in the case of Yivam Lashuk. Yivam Lashuk on the one hand, according to this man, the Yomer, Ain Kedushin Tovsin Yivam Lashuk means that she's Knuya to the Yavam. So she has a din of a quasi-Ashish, as far as Kinyon Ashish is concerned. That generates an Iser Bia, but it's not an Erva. And therefore the Vlad of such a relationship is not a Mamzer, but it's enough to generate an Iser Vecha Leval Echel Leboel. The same Hu Adin Hu Atam should apply to a Get Apostle Midivrayim. Then on the one hand, the Get Midirabanan is not powerful enough and effective to be Mafkia Ishus, so she remains an Ashish Ish Midirabanan. She doesn't have a Shem Erva to generate, according to Rabbanan, to generate a Mamzerus, but it should be enough for the Iser of Echel Abal and Echel Boel. Right. So why is it that Levi and Rabbi Yochanan hold that in this case Lo Teitze, Lo Mi Boy Lo Teitze, in the case where she has children from the second marriage, which is a problem of Laz Mamzerus, and Rav assumes that even according to the Chachamim, the child, Rav agrees, I meant to say, that the marriage relationship will continue, that he's allowed to continue, is allowed to continue married to her. Why? Because we don't want to be motzi laz, hey mamru, hey mamru. But Levi went ahead and he said that even in a case where she has no children, nevertheless the marriage will continue. What happened to the Isser of Echel Abal and Echel Abal? That's the question that I want to raise with you. And again, this whole question is predicated on two assumptions. First of all, the assumption that Kohen Chachamim, there's no Mamzerus in the case of Get Apostle Midivrayim, despite the fact that the Isha still remains an Ashish Ish Midirabanan, because of the fact that there's no Shem Erva of Ashish Ish Da'oraiso, which is the precondition to generate Mamzerus. And premise number two is that even in the absence, in the case of an HCC, of Mamzerus, meaning even in the absence of a Shem Erev of HCC, the Kinyoni Ishus are sufficient to generate an Iser Bia, which results in Echel Abal and Echel Aboel. Hence, if Rav Soloveitchik is correct, that according to the Chachamim, Get HaPosim Midivrayim, it's not Mafkia Ishus, but it's not a Shem Erva. Nevertheless, it still is Nus with an Ashish Ish, as a result of those Kinyonim that Midrabanan still exist. They persist, if I could use that word, after the Get. Then, there should be a din of Imniseis Teitze. How could Levi say Imniseis Lo Teitze, even if she has no children for the second marriage? Rav is going to exercise the principle of Heimamru V'Heimamru in the case where there are children for the second marriage. But clearly Rav is correct, I mean logically, according to everything we've said, that she's Asura Labal, meaning there's going to din of Echel Labal and Echel Boel, even if there are no children. And only because of the laws on the children are we going to allow this marriage to continue, but if there are no children, then Echel Labal and Echel Boel kicks in, and therefore Nisei states it. So why would Levi, how is Levi justified in saying that we don't apply the principle of Echel Abal and Echel Aboel? Why not? This is a case of a Znus of Ashish Ish. And we found the precedent for this in the case of Yivam Lashuk, that since she is an Ashish Ish, therefore, Echel Abal and Echel Aboel, the Gemara says, Mefurish Lahedja kicks in. Now, there's one other question I wanted to ask. In this kash I heard from Rav Shechter, may you live and be well, which you'll see on the second page. And this is number Gimel. Maisa Shahoya. This is a story that actually took place. A woman, about 110 years ago or so, a woman received a get HaPosel Midivrei. And before her husband got a chance to replace the first get with a second get, he died. So what's the status of this woman whose husband died? And here's the language. Ishishin is garish again haposel midivrayim. Habal mes lifnation nosan lo get shame. Do you see that number gimel?
It's the side gimel, not the big gimel.
The side gimel, right. Side gimel on the right side. So the question is, if her husband, who gave her again a get Hapostle Midivrayim died before he replaced that get, does she fall for Yibum? Now again, on a Daraisa level, obviously there's no Yibum because the get is kosher, so she's a Grusha. But on a Darabanan level, she would require Chalitza. Why? Because Midrabanan, the get was ineffective. And as we said in the name of salvation, the Isha still exists. So if the Isha still exists, then once he dies, she becomes, she's no fellas Le'ibah. And now, he's going to have to give her Chalitza. He, meaning the brother, Eishes HaMes, would have to deliver Chalitza. Came along Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he said the following, no, the Rabbanan required a get, but there's no requirement of Chalitza. That far the Rabbanan didn't go. The Rabbanan would like to see a get to replace the first get. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, we paskin like Levi, that in this case, lo teitze, and in this case, lo teitze, even if she has no children from the second husband, but she still needs a get from the first husband to replace the first get. Now he dies, and the question is, since she needs a second get, because the Rabbanan rendered the first get ineffective as far as Hafkas Ishus is concerned, so she needs a second get to replace the first, then now, on a Darabana level, she's an Ishus Ish, as far as Kinyon Ishus is concerned. So would she fall for Yibum? Again, when I say would she fall for Yibum, that's a mistake. I mean, it can't be. Why? Because Midaraisa, the get is Chal. But what we could ask is, can she fall for Yibum Midarabana? And then Afkamina is going to be Chalitza. Do the Rabbana require Chalitza? Counsel of the Rabbosha Salvation, he says no. The Rabbana required a get and not Chalitza. So I heard once from Rav Shechta that he thinks that's against a Mishnah and a Gemara. And that you'll see, Umori HaRav Tzvi Shechta. You see that? So there's a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Yevamos, very famous Mishnah, and it deals with the case of two Edim that testified Meis Baila on an Eishes Ish. She got married based on the two Edim. And then, lo and behold, her husband comes. He's alive and well. So the Mishnah establishes that she needs a get Mizeh Mizeh from both the first husband. Obviously from the first husband, because in the case of the first husband, he's alive and well. So she needs a get from the first husband. The Rabbanan required a get even from the second husband. And then the Mishnah goes on to say that not only did she need a get from both husbands, but the law is that she needs, she's Asura al Baila Rishon and al Baila Hashem. And this has to do with the Knas de Rabbanan, because normally we rely on a principle called the Isha Daiku Mitzvah. She figures out if her husband died or not. Maybe she was a little bit lax on it. Whatever it is, you have to go through the entire sugya in your votes. Okay, so what's Rav Shechta's cash? The get min hasheni, again, keep in mind that she's still married to the first man because he's alive and well. She went ahead and got married to the second man. She doesn't need a get from the second man. She's married to the first. The Rabbanan required a get. And then the Mishnah says, uchalitza mizeh mizeh. That means, and the Mishnah is explicit, beimen arishon beimen hasheni. So the first husband died, she needs chalitza. If he leaves a live brother, right? Because she's married to the first husband. Now, she went ahead and got married to the second husband. The Rabbanan required a get from the second husband. That's a get to Rabbanan. But the Raisa, she doesn't need a get from the second husband, right? Because her first husband's alive and well. But when the Rabbanan required a get from the second husband, and the Mishnah Melech explains why, the Mishnah says, Osim kiyum l'kidushay sheni k'dei l'osra l'arishon. No, so the Rabbanan wanted to recognize the second marriage, even though the Torah doesn't recognize that marriage. And the Rabbanan required a get from the second husband, even though the Torah doesn't recognize that marriage, because that's called L'kayim Esa Yisrael Arishon. That's the language of the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchus Gerush. Now, what does it mean, L'kayim Esa Yisrael Arishon? It only makes sense to say that she's Asura on the Rishon if the Edom testified falsely, and she's and therefore she's not married to the Sheni. So the Rabbanon wanted to make sure that it was crystal clear that she's married to the Sheni. They're required to get from the Sheni, so that now she's asur on the Rishon. In other words, to say that now we he's alive and well, and therefore there's no reason to asur on the Rishon. The Rabbanon don't want to do that. They want to institute this knas and asur on the Rishon. In order to do so, what they do is they recognize the marriage to the Sheni, and they require a get min Hasheni. So we now have another case, a new category of a get that's required midivrayim. The first category that we've been discussing until now is a get that's possible midivrayim, requires another get midivrayim. Now we have a case where she's not even married to the Sheni, but the Rabbanon want to recognize the marriage to the Sheni in order to give teeth to the Isra on the Rishon. So they recognize, I'll be with you right in 1 second. So what they did is they recognized Kaviyachol, the marriage to the Sheni, to require a get min Hasheni. So we now have a get that's required midirabbanan. And Rav Shechta points out that in this case the Mishnah is explicit that she requires chalitza min Hasheni. So if the Sheni dies and he leaves a live brother, no children, then she's going to require chalitza from the Sheni. So you see, says Rav Shechta, that whenever the Rabbanan require a get, they require chalitza. That's a kasha of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to say that in a case of a get, possibly the Vrehem, they require a get, but there's no requirement of chalitza.
Why? Could you explain?
Well, what is your name? I recognize you. Weren't you?
Yeah, he wasn't here.
No, you weren't here?
No.
No, you look familiar. Thank you.
My question is as follows. Why, could you just explain again the Mishnah Lamelech, the concept? Why doesn't she become usher to her first husband by virtue of the fact that she was an Ashes issue who had a relationship with a second person?
Right, but again, keep in mind, we're going a lot further than that. The Mishnah is establishing that if she has a child from the first husband, after she married the second husband, then the child is a mamzer. That's also part of the knas. So in order to do that, you have to recognize the second marriage. If the second marriage is totally meaningless, then she can go back to her first husband, or let's say she violates the knas and she has a child from the first husband, the child would not be a mamzer. So in order to give teeth to the fact that she's asura on the first baal, we recognize the marriage to the second baal, and therefore she needs a get from the second baal. Again, it's on a doraisa level, it's a ridiculous get, right? It's a non-entity, right? Because she's married to the first husband. Why does she need a get from the second husband? But once the Rabbanan had a vested interest in recognizing the marriage to the second husband, they require a get from the second husband. And Rav Shechta points out that not only do we require a get, we also require chalitza when the second husband dies. Okay. So in the next 15 minutes that we have, I want to try to present an alternative approach to the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim about the definition and the category of get ha'posel midivrayim, according to both Rav and Levi, and see if we could answer up the questions. There are a lot of other questions here which we won't have time for today, so therefore I'm very happy if anyone wants to take this further, you can go through these pages on your own. And write me some horrors. Okay. Azariah Berzon, that's with a Z. Okay. Just kidding. In any event, nobody laughs at my jokes either. All right. Here's what I want to ask. In order to appreciate a get, we have to go back to basics, to Kiddushin, to Ishus. There are two dimensions to Ishus. One is Kinyan, and that's the opening Mishnah in Masechta Kiddushin, Isha Niknei Slabaila. And then there's a second dimension, which is on Beis Amid Beis, and that is the Isur of an Ashes Ish. And that's what the Lashon of Kiddushin is, Sha'asa Kuli Alma Kehegish. So we have these two aspects to Ishus. We have the Kinyan Ishus, and we have the Isur Ashes Ish. Now, my question to you today is, can one aspect exist without the other? Let's go through it. Could we have a situation where a woman is muteres and yet she's knuya? In other words, the kinyan isha still exists without the iser of an ashes ish. So I claim that that's what yibum is all about. What happens in a case where a man dies, never without children, and he leaves his wife with a brother? So here's the deal. What happens is that Misas HaBaal is Matir Neshes Ish, but Misas HaBaal does not have the power of a get. Get is a Mafkia Kinyan. And basically laws of Kinyanim are derived from get. And we have a Hekesh between Avay and Yitziah. So when a man gives a get to his wife, he's Mafkia the Kassel of Sefer Krisus. Krisus means to break up that relationship, that Kinyan Ishus. Not so in the case of Misas HaBaal. In the case of Misas HaBaal, Misas HaBaal, this is Sugya Daf Yud, is Matir Neshes Ish. But it doesn't have any impact on the Ishus. So you'll tell me, well, okay, you know, you were Matir the Ishus, if the Ishus exists, you know, how can it exist if he's dead? I mean, a dead man has no kinyan. Do you follow my point? In other words, what I'm suggesting is something that's ludicrous, right? I'm saying that a man dies, and that death generates a heter on the Iser Eishes Ish, but she's still Knuyel. What do you mean she's still Knuyel? He's a dead man. A dead man has no kinyan. So just as a sort of a beispiel, as we call it, just an example, we have something called Nichse Ager. Right? Nichse Ager means the following. A ger dies, and he has no yorshim. So the Gemara says in many places in Shas that Nechos of Hefker. Why is Nechos of Hefker? Because a dead man doesn't have kinyanim, and he has no yorshim, so Mimela. But Lu Yitzri had yorshim, then they would inherit his property.
An easier model, like Shifcha Charufa.
Maybe Shifcha Charufa would be a better example. So what I'm suggesting is that there is such a thing as Yerusha and Ishus. What's Yerusha and Ishus? Yibum. Zikas Yibum means that the Ishus now transfers from one person over to his brother. So that even though he died and his death generates a heter, as far as the Yisra Eishas Ish is concerned, but the kinyan still exists in theory. But just say Nichse Hager Shemes Hefker, here to, you know, we have to just completely remove the Ishus because there's no one alive, you can't have Ishus to a dead man. But the answer is no. If there's a brother and there's a Zikas Yibum, then he, so to speak, steps into the shoes of his late brother and he picks up that Ishus.
Zika, it's not a
So that's the famous Chakira, whether Zika is a new Ishus or it's the old Ishus.
The brother was also before, now there's a special Zika.
Right. So that Kenyan Ishus is now what I'm suggesting, and again, if we had more time, we'd have to develop this, but is inherited by the Yov. But what about the opposite? Could there be a case where you mafkia Ishus, and yet there still is an Iser Eishes Ish? That's ludicrous. Why? Because if you mafkia Eishes Ish, then she's no longer an Eishes Ish. How could there be an Iser of Eishes Ish if you mafkia Ishes?
So I have married to the sister.
What do you say?
She could be married to the sister, so she's still.
I'm not following you, but let me finish up. Then I'll leave a few minutes for questions. I just want to get through this point. There's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which you'll see, this should be equivalent to your page 3 on the right side. And I don't know if the photocopy is legible, but there's a paragraph that starts with the word im, yeah. Im Misa.
There's an arrow next to it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you have a photocopy of actually of my chicken scratch. Okay, good. So, okay, this is all because of a little bit of a misunderstanding. Okay, fine. Are you listening, Rabosai? What is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer? This is a mission at the beginning of a Magarish. It says the following. A man delivers a get to his wife, and he makes the following declaration. He says, Hareze gitev, va'at megureshes mimeni, ve'iat muteres l'chod. Now that l'chod is ridiculous, because what's he doing? He is declaring that the get removes his issues, correct? At megureshes mimeni, so he's mafkia his own Kenyan issues. But iat muteres l'cholam, the iser eishes ish continues. So the chachamim say it's worthless; it's not a get. But Rabbi Eliezer says, and he has a drasha for this, that the get is meaningful. Now, what does that mean? The get is meaningful. So the Gemara establishes that the get is meaningful to pasal har to kohuna if he dies. That's called reach haget. But Rashi assumes that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's a doraisa halacha. Sometimes reach haget is a darabanan, but this is a doraisa halacha. And Rashi says that even though she's not muteris l'chol adam, so then the get didn't accomplish that goal, but nevertheless the get accomplished some goal, and as a result of that goal, she is asura l'kuhuna, she's psula l'kuhuna. So it comes out the following, that according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, you can give a get. The get is only meaningful to be mafkia issues, and as a result, the validity of that get generates a psul kohuna, but yet she's asur l'chol adam. So you have afkos issues while she's asur l'chol adam. Now, we don't posculate like Rabbi Eliezer, but I found the sugya in Kiddushin, and that's the main sugya for today, which I think, to some extent, overlaps with the understanding, the definition of Rabbi Eliezer. That's the sugya at the beginning of Perek HaOmer in Kiddushin. So that you'll see on the bottom right column. This is the famous sugya, which goes under two names. It's called either Me'ashav Uliachar Lamed or Me'ashav Uliachar Misa. A man gives a get to his wife, and he's Megarishav Mikan Uliachar Lamed, or in a second case, Mikan Uliachar Misa. So the Gemara pins this on a sheet of Rav Yochanan. At the beginning of Perek Shlishi of Kiddushin, there's the famous sugya of Shir B'Kiddushin. A man says, Hare at mekudeshes li me'achshav uliachal lam. And then another man, within the 30 days, comes to his Mekadisha. So Rav Yochanan says, Zkuka leget mikol echad v'echad. She needs a get from both of them. Why? Because Rav Yochanan says that the first get of liachal lam is a shir. Somehow he leaves room for another Mekadish to be Mekadisha. Masiv Rabbi Chanina Me'ayom Uliachar Misa Get V'Eino Get. It means the following, that if a man says to a woman, this get is Chal today Uliachar Misa, so the halacha is that Eino Misya Bemis. Now what does this mean? So Rabbi Chanina argues against Rabbi Yochanan. How can you tell me that a Liachar Zman is a Shiur, because in Get that shiur would have to mean that the get is possible? Why? Because he died before he concluded the get. I'll explain that in a minute. So what it means is that according to the attack of Rabbi Chanina, how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan in Kiddushin is going to have a concept called shiur, which is going to mean that the Kiddushin is incomplete such that it allows someone else within that 30-day period to be Mekadisha? Well, in the case of get le'achar misa, the get should be completely invalid. And if the get is invalid, why does it say v'lo misyabemis, that there's no yibum if he dies? He gave her a get, and it's not if he dies, he did die, right? He gave her a get me'achshav le'achar misa. Now he dies. The get is invalid according to Rabbi Yochanan because it's a shear in the get. If there's a shear in the get is possible. Is memela, she should fall for yibum when he dies. That was the kasha of Rabbi Chanina. The Ramban has a long explanation of this kasha. We'll just read a few lines of the Ramban. The Ramban says the following. You'll see it's on the left column, line 3. Hacha shiura lesa ela ad shloshim. He says the following. That if, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he gave her a get, mikan uliachar lamed, enochinami, the Gemara would understand very well that get is chal, and she would fall for yibum. Why does the Brisa say she doesn't fall for yibum? Because instead of giving her a get, me'achshav uliachar lamed, he gave her a get, me'achshav uliachar misa. Kev unto uliachar zman, meaning after he dies, eno zman lo gittin v'lo kiddushin, v'chol zman shu chai shiur, Uliachar Misa in Nigmar. In other words, the premise of Rav Chanina's kasha is that Misa could not be Gomer the get. Is therefore the get was never completed. And if the get was never completed, then she's an Eishes Ish, and now her husband dies and she falls for Yibum. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's Rav Chanina's kasha. Omar Rav, so Rav answers Rabbi Chanina's kasha. Get lahotzi, umitza lahotzi. Mashashir, get gomer misa. Rava comes up with a brand new chiddush, and he says that we can integrate the get with the misa, and together they form one entity, and they complete the misa completes the gerushin. So the process begins with get and ends with misa. So listen to the Ramban's explanation of Rava. This is in a paragraph that starts with tshuva. Do you see that? And Abai says, how can you tell me that the misa is going to complete the get? Get is motzi mirshus yavam, whereas misa is machnisa lirshus yavam, right? So how can you integrate these two things? They're antithetical. So the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara doesn't give any answer on the part of Rava for Abaye, but the Ramban answers. The Ramban says that according to the sheet of Rava, the get begins and the misa completes. So what happens with the get? The get, says the Ramban, is I bolded it. Me achshav yotzas mirshuso shalbal. When he gives her a get, me'achshav liyacham misa, immediately he's mafkir the rishus abal, what we call kinyana ishus. However, she still remains asura l'kuli alma. And what's going to be matir her? The misa. So the process of being matir this woman is a two-stage process. It begins with a get. The get is mafkir ishus. However, the heter is only going to be clinched with the misa, and the two things can work in tandem. So there's a tziruf of A plus B, of the get with misa sabba. Why do I mention this Ramban to you? Well, first of all, because you're learning Kiddushin, but secondly, because I think this Ramban is a major breakthrough. He's recognizing a get that's mafkia ishus and is not matir an ishus ish. We still need the misa to be matir her as an ishus ish li'alma. But yet the get already is motziyam rishus sabba. So mitchila, when he gives her the get at that moment in time, she already is yatzis rishus sabba. She'll never fall for evil. However, as far as the heter of an ishus ish, we need another matir, because this get doesn't have the power to be matir, even though it's mafkia ishus. And the answer is that the misa is going to matir, and therefore the misa is going to complete this whole thing. So based on this Ramban, I would try to understand Levi's shita that we started with. Why there's no din of echel abal and echel abal. So that you'll see on page 4. I think. Let me just make sure. Get the right page here. It should say somewhere on the page 4.
This is 4A?
Yeah, okay. Whatever. So let's take a look at... just 1 second. I'm sorry, just give me a minute to get oriented. I know we're rushed for time, but I hope to finish in 5 minutes. Let's see. This is... Oh, I put it in the wrong place. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, perfect. Yeah, page 4. Okay. So 4A is just to replace the right side of page 4, because the right side didn't come out. So maybe on this page, which my wife took a picture of and then sent it to me by email, and then Chaim printed it out for me. I mean, anyway... So that's 4A, being the right side. But take a look on the left side, because that did come out.
We don't have it.
Oh, you don't have that picture. Okay, yeah. So you'll. Oh, but you have 4A?
Yes.
Okay, if you have 4A, do you see Ach Levi?
Yeah.
The second line?
Yeah.
The second paragraph?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I want to suggest, Rav Bosai. And this is the opposite of Rav Salvechik's approach. I want to suggest the following. How could it be that according to Levi, if this get... is not mafkia ishus, the way Rav Salvechik understood it, how could there not be an iser of echel abal and echel aboel, given the fact that in Yivum we saw that there's a din of echel abal, echel aboel, based on kinyana ishus? So I want to suggest the following punkfaka, just the opposite, that Levi in the Shita of the Chachomim understood that a get apostle midirem is mafkia the kinyan ishus, but it's not mati the iser of ishus ish on a drabonon level. And you'll ask me, where do I find a precedent for such a crazy idea that you can give a get, you can be mafkia kinyana ishus, but there's still an iser ishus ish? So that's going to be the case of me achshav uliacham misa, according to the Ramban understood shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that immediately when he gives her the get, he's mafkia the ishus, but there still is an iser ishus ish, which is only alleviated with the misa the ba. Same thing here, in the case of a get apostle midivrayim, Enochinabi the Rabbanon recognized the validity of that get, to be mafkia the kinyan issues, but what we're left with is an Isra Eishes Ish. That's what the Rabbanan left with. Now I understand Shitas Levin Rabbi Yochanan, why in this Eis Lo Teitze. And we ask the question, what about the Isra Leboel? Right, Shimon is the Boel, and she's still a married woman. The answer is she's not a married woman. There's an Isra Eishes Ish, but there's no kinyan Eishes. The Yesoda Yesodos, that generates the precondition that generates the Isur of Echel Lebal and Echel Lebol is issues. And if there is no issues, if you makia the Kenyan issues, then there's no Echel Lebal and Echel Lebol. Again, just to use that mashal that I said before, it's not Umal of Amal because she's not married to him anymore as far as the Kenyan issues is concerned. The Rabbanan wanted a second get only Bitaris Isur Eishes Ish. And if this be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps we can answer Rav Shechta's Kasha on Rav Moshe. And that, I think, you'll find on the left side of your page. Let's see if I'm right. Ulefi zeh. You have such a... Oh, that you didn't get.
No,
okay. Not. Sorry, I apologize. Okay. Ulefi zeh. Somebody has it, though, right? You have it. One person has it. Ulefi zeh mitureces kushas mori harav tzvi shechta shlita. Oh. What in the case? Rav Shechta asks from the Mishnah... In Yevamos, the Mishnah says that if the Eidim testified that her husband died... She went ahead and married someone else. So even though her husband is still alive and well, she needs to get from a shame. And that's only Midrabban. As the Mishnah Melech explained, the Rabbanu wanted to recognize and validate the Shani's marriage in order to create an Isa on the Rishon with Mamzeris, as we discussed earlier. And the Mishnah goes ahead and says that not only does the Shani have to give her a get, the Sheni also has to give her, I don't mean he himself, but if he dies, his brother has to give a chalitza. So you see that when the Rabbanan require a get, they require chalitza as well. So I want to say no. That's only in the case where the Rabbanan wanted to recognize the second issues in order to create the impression that she was an almana from the first husband, right? So how can we possibly recognize the validity and validate the second issues? I mean, the Eidim will fall, you know, they falsified their testimony. She's married to the first husband. So in order to do so, what the Rabbanan had to do was they had to ki'ilu accept the Eidim, I don't mean that literally, and therefore recognize the validity of the second marriage. So now there's an Ishus to the Sheni. If there's an Ishus to the Sheni, then the Sheni, now in order to be Mata, needs A, to give her a get, and B, she's going to need Chalitza from his brother. Why? Because there's Ishus. And whenever there's Ishus, then she falls for Yivu. Masha Enken, in the case of get apostle midivreim, the way we're explaining it, that a get apostle midivreim, even midrabbanon is mafkir the issues, ella what is an iser eishes ish, that iser eishes ish, since it's not based on issues, it doesn't generate an iser of echel of boel, and that's how we explain the din of Levi of im nisei slo teitze, and now we can explain Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The reason why Rav Moshe held that there's no chalitza is because in this case there is no issues. There is no issues to the, I'm sorry, the reason, just one second, did I get that right? One second, sorry. Right, so what are we saying? Yeah, there is no issues to the Sheni, because what did the Rabbanan do? The Rabbanan said, just one second, did I mess up? Let me see, hold on. Let me just see, make sure. Okay. I'm really over time. Let's just read it inside so I make sure I have the cheshbon. Oh, he says the following... That in the case, okay, I'm not going to find it in the text. So in the case of get hapasim midivreim, if we're saying that according to Levi, there is hafkas issues, if there's hafkas issues, is Mamela. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I got the cheshbon, and with this we'll conclude. So, what happens is that Reuven is married to Leah, and he gives her get hapasim midivreim. Then Reuven dies before he was able to give her a get. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said she doesn't need chalitza. Why doesn't she need chalitza? Because the Rabbanu would never mafkia the issues, correct? So if the Rabbanu weren't mafkia the issues, then it means even Rabbanon, she's considered, just one second, even Rabbanon, she's considered an issues. Just one second. Sorry, I apologize. one second. So now she give her gift a pasuk midivreihem.
Now
he dies before he gives her a get, and the get was mafkia ishus. Mevela, she doesn't need chalitza. Do you have it? I think the chesed works. So I make sure. You know, I'm after a lot of traveling, so let's just get this right. So then it comes out like this: that since we're saying now a nupshat in get up possibly divrei, not the way Rav Soloveitchik said it, that she's still an ishus ish. No fakeret. That was saying that the get, even the Rabbanon, was mafkiyesh ish. No, if the get with the Rabbanon was mafkiyesh ish, the Rabbanon only required a get bin Asheni, get bin Arishon, I should say, right? They only required a get bin Arishon, but there is no ishus. And that get is only to be mocked to the Isser. Because again, in a get apostle with the Vrayim, what the Rabbanon did was they said that even though the first get, even Mir Rabbanon was Mafkir Ishus, it still is an Isser Eishus Ish. The Isser Eishus Ish is enough to Aser her until she gets a get, unless she was Nisais L'Sheni. Oh, but if there's only an Isser Eishus Ish, that's not enough to create the issues that would generate zikas yibum, and hence she doesn't need chalitza. Mashenkin, in the case of Edim Sheidu, there the Rabbana wanted to recognize the second issues to the Sheini, and therefore she'll need chalitza from the brother of the Sheini. Okay, then Rabbosai. Anyone who wants to stay who doesn't have to run, I rushed a little bit at the end, but I think good. Right. Thanks again.
Is this article of yours published anywhere?
Yeah, this is published in Shalavim.
It's Hamaya. It's on online, right?
It should be available online.
The best thing is, I sent it by email. Chaim, did I send the email of this article to you? Who did I send it to?
Me, and I sent it to Rabbi.
So can you get it from me?
Chaim, so much for enabling this. Not the brand you may know from Israel.
No, you know my father, Moshe.
Yes, if you shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make that connection.
Right. And perhaps.
The mother's from Belgium, no?
Switzerland.
Okay.
Very good. That was very good.
I'll see you on Sunday morning.
Have a good child.
I live in Israel on a regular basis, and my kids go to the Gan right next door to on the Mikra Bank, right? In the building next door.
Oh, sure.
The Gan Hayar, so my kids used to go there years
ago. Oh,
right. Very nice. Yeah, Shakar.
Yeah, thanks. The last part was a little bit rough.
No, it's very clear.
But I think
I think that even in some ways, you can think more intuitive.
See if you can't go through this. I'm sure you'll find the artist. There's a lot of different ins and outs here. So.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
I'm Alex Heck. I'm one of the everything in the Nicole.
Oh, that's the Alex. Where are you from?
New York. Westchester?
Westchester.
I was living in Washington Heights before.
Yeah. Do you know the name Goldschneider by any chance? He was in Westchester.
So I've heard of him. He's a little bit north. I was in Lawrence. He was in Mount Kisco, right?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. Right. It's good. Nice to meet you. I had a call with Ellie Wiseman from...
Wellsman.
So you're a brother, Tim. He was a lot of good memories with your brothers. Caroli. Yeah, how do you like that?
Very good.
You think that?
No, because you know...
The cup irons,
Ritziner.
With who?
Ritziner.
Oh, sure, from Baltimore. Yeah, are they still living in Baltimore? He married him. He married a girl from Baltimore.
Right.
Oh, he married her.
He lives in Teaneck.
Oh, they live in Teaneck. Right. Well, what field is he in?
Benny's an auditor. In accounting, yeah, I can't remember.
I should send him an email. We're very close, but I'm 6,000 miles away.
No, what I just want to say is, just because you gave a get, it doesn't allow you to marry everybody, because there could be some issue, where let's say a person is married to the sister or whatever.
Oh,
it doesn't always.
Oh, you mean she's achos ishto, or eish sochim, or something. An erva.
Right. Okay.
Wait, what do you have on the table? Wonderful to see you again.
Yeah.
And I think we're ready for Sunday. I think
great.